But a lot of the witches you'll talk to will say that people like her are really not informed, because in their view, there is no white or black. There's no good or evil. And so they just believe all is, everything's okay. And they're opposed to any moral standards. And but there are people like that who think that there's like a white version of, you know, witchcraft or whatever. And the Bible just says witchcraft. The Bible says it's all bad. It's all wrong. That was a polyamorous, gender fluid, pagan witch school teacher. And one of many. When that becomes normal in society, you begin to understand why God just killed them all. She is being entrusted with dozens of children, and she is doing everything she can to damn them to hell. And to make sure that on the trip there, they are given over to reprobation. Genesis 6:13, and God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Exodus 23:27, "I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come." What people? The people Mary read about. "And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee." That's what's going to happen at the second coming. And that's what we are getting there fast, folks. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said it would be. As it was in the days of Lot, we are getting there fast. 1 Samuel 15:23. Janie will read that.
1 Samuel 15:23. "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and the stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king."
Now that's Samuel talking to Saul. And it's very educational to read that whole story, because you'll see that Saul really responds the way people do today when you call them out on these things. They will act like, well, what I'm doing, I'm serving God my way. I'm doing things, this is my truth, they'll say. Oh, yeah. You see, we're living in a world of relativity, and relativity means there is no absolute. You don't have truth, you have your truth. Your truth is your truth, doesn't necessarily mean it's my truth. And when you have that kind of thing going on in your culture, it gets ugly. Witchcraft is rebellion against God, which is the spirit of Lucifer. We studied that in the spirit of Lucifer. He would have it his way. You want to hear, there's some songs that I expect will be added to some of these apostate church songbooks. We've talked about a couple, like Me, 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 Me. I think one that they ought to add in there is, "I did it my way." That's the absolute opposite of biblical Christianity. But that's how everybody's doing it. Their way. They don't care what the Bible says. Mark made a comment before that, you know, almost makes you not want to see June come around anymore. Because the whole, all the cities and most of the suburbs in around Columbus will have all these sodomite flags flying and pride. And pride is rebellion. That's why I urge you to find better words. Like people are always around talking about how proud they are of their kids. You really shouldn't be proud of your kids. You should be thankful for your kids, grateful for your kids. You should love your kids. You should support your kids. But you know what? Anything in that kid that is good isn't of them or you. What are you proud of? God's the one who's done it. If there's something to be proud about, let God be proud. And it, you know, everybody's pumping up their kids these days and making them a bunch of egomaniacs. And they, you know, "You're wonderful. You're so this and you're so that," and build them up. And then if they ever get in trouble, someone says, "Oh, they lack self-esteem." Like, are you nuts? The kid is all about himself. He's got too much esteem. Every child needs the same thing every adult needs. We all need to humble ourselves before God. Yeah, Jessica?
It's not pride, it's confidence in Christ.
Yes, amen.
That's what my other pastor
said. Well, good for him. Well, I'll steal that from him. That's good. It's not pride, it's confidence in Christ. Greater is he that is
in me.
It doesn't say, I am great. It's greater is he that is in me. Well, that better be Jesus, first of all.
Yes.
Some people got someone else in them. Now, there are people who really think that it's their job to go around just making these positive affirmations. And that by doing so, they're making the world a better place. And I like what Peter Ruckman always said, you're making the world a better place to go to hell in. What you need to make people understand is there is a better place, but you only get there through Jesus Christ. And if you really want to make somebody's day, you can make their eternal day by telling them about Jesus. All right. Well, I got one more thing to read here. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. There's a Bible memory verse for you. 1 Samuel 28:7-10. Who's got that one? Johnny?
Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing.
We read through this previously, and you again read the whole chapter sometime if you don't know the whole picture. But it's no coincidence that those who turn away from God's word turn in rebellion towards some level of witchcraft. I can tell you that, for example, as I said, witchcraft is related or associated with sexual deviancy, for example. And a lot of the men who have turned away from God get into pornography and then end up into a very dark version of spirituality at some point. It's almost like it's connected. And I've told you I had a Sunday school teacher when I was about 8, 9, 10 years old, something like that. She is now a medium. Walked away from the Lord. Next thing you know, she's holding seances. And on it goes. And I'm not going to name the names, but I can tell you there are two people who used to come to BBF that I know are involved in this stuff. And maybe another one or two others that I'm not 100% sure of, but you turn away from God's word, you're going to go into something else. And a lot of times that's where it ends up. So America is in rebellion against God and is turning in the direction of paganism. This is from a study. Being a culturally feminine word, witches are often assumed to be women, but historically the figure of the witch has transcended gender. Today, there are an estimated 340,000 to 1 million witches in the U.S., many of whom are men. And a lot of the men want to be called witches. They don't want to be called wizard or, what's the other word?
Warlock,
yeah. But some do want to be called wizard or warlock. But that doesn't count the millions involved in witchcraft practices. You see, it says, so how does one go about being a witch? According to Alan, a Welsh witch living in Kazakhstan, the process has become much simpler in recent years. Pre-internet, he tells me, taking on the witch identity required initiation in community. You become part of a coven. Quote, the reality is that things have changed greatly since I started out back in the early 1980s, he says. Back then, the only realistic option for joining Wicca was to get initiated into a coven. These days, although coven Wicca still exists and thrives, Many people choose to be solitary, eclectic Wiccan instead. And that's an absolute fact in my experience. Most of the Wiccans that I know are not involved in a coven. Therefore, in a nation of 350 million people, where in generation Gen Z or whatever they call it, 20% of the people are claiming to now be a part of the sodomite community, transgenderism, homosexual, and everything, I can guarantee you that there are millions of people who are practicing witchcraft in this country right now. Amen. I guarantee you there are more people today than there has ever been in our history. Evil grows exponentially. According to the Bible, that's a sign of the times. 2 Chronicles 33, 1 through 6, Jessica?
Manasseh.
Yep. That's right.
Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Balaam, and made groves, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoke him to anger.
You imagine that? Making his own children pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and then involved in all these things, including witchcraft, enchantments, and so forth. Manasseh was very evil before he repented. By the way, wizard is the Bible term for a male witch, though some today prefer just to be called witch. But if you go on reading the story of Manasseh, he actually repented and was restored and lived a few years as a God-fearing believer. So therefore, Manasseh demonstrates that those caught up in witchcraft can repent and will be forgiven by the Lord if they repent. What's crazy are all the nutcases in pulpits and outdoing so-called soul winning who will preach the gospel and not call on them to repent, and will tell people that they don't have to repent of their witchcraft to be saved. That's how you get witches in your churches. And that's why a lot of churches are filled with witches. Acts 8, 9 through 11. Jim?
But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because out of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries.
So he's bewitching people, and he's a great man. You notice that? And it says in verse 10, what did they say about this guy? This man is the great power of God. There are some so-called faith healers that are that man right there. There are pastors of churches that are that man right there. There are deacons, there are Sunday school teachers and church members that are that man right there. People think they're something because they're spiritual. And then you, if they had any discernment at all. I've told you the story of a fellow that was very highly respected in a fundamental church here in Columbus, Ohio, right around 1990, 1991. They had altar calls, and he would be one of the two men who would meet you if you came to the altar. I found out through just casual conversation with the man, he was a 32-degree Mason. And he was not counseling people to believe the gospel. He was counseling them to just say they wanted to be saved and say a little prayer. He wasn't presenting the gospel. He wasn't calling on them to repent and believe the gospel. And it makes me almost sick to think of the people who went to that church, even went to an altar, and were not led to the biblical gospel and left out of there, maybe even thinking they were saved. They were told they were. Listen, it doesn't matter if you're in a fundamental church or not. If you don't repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for your sins, He shed His blood and paid for your sins, was buried and rose again after 3 days. If that's not what you're putting your faith in, you're not saved.
Amen.
Altar calls, sinners' prayers, anything. Doesn't matter. If that's not what you're being saved by, you're not saved. But that's what's happened. Sorcery is the use of enchantments, potions, including drugs, meditation, etc., for mind-altering effects. So if you are in any way, shape, or form, this includes dope your doctors give you. There's, again, just like I was just talking about, people play games in their head. If the medicine your doctor gives you puts you in an altered state of mind, you have opened yourself up to the spirit world.
Amen.
The fact you're ignorant or choosing to be ignorant doesn't change it. Jenny and I talked about, we've been around people, and one day, you know, all, they'll seem normal, but their doctors will convince them they need dope. Then they'll go on the pills, and the next time you see them, they got this wild-eyed smile. Yeah, you ever see that? That's a drug-induced, altered state of mind. It's not real.
I've seen them when they're zombies. They're like...
Yeah, they'll put them... Some people, they'll be like, ugh. Like they're high, like they've been smoking something. But it doesn't matter whether it's legal. It doesn't matter whether it's something your doctor gives you. It doesn't matter whether you bought it off of some guy on the street. It doesn't matter where you got it. It doesn't matter who gave it to you. If it puts you in an altered state of mind, you have stepped into the world of witchcraft. And what's going to happen is the longer you do it, the more you're going to be deceived. The more you're going to walk down that path to deception. And it's just a shame. In 30 years of ministry, most of the people that I've dealt with like that have gone off the deep end using pharmaceutical prescription drugs. And they'll ignore and ignore and ignore all the warnings. And the next thing you know, they're off the deep end. And I can't, there's nothing I can do about it. I'll warn them and see them on it. They'll be spaced out and zombie-eyed and everything. And I'll try to talk to him. There's nothing I can do about it. All I can do is keep warning people. Don't do it. Don't do it. Medical doctors today, for the most part, are nothing but glorified drug pushers. Pot smokers, drunks, etc. are all entering into the realm of witchcraft. Today, a lot of people like to think, well, I'm not on heroin or I'm not doing, you know. Other. If you are getting in an altered state of mind with the pot, or with the bottle, or whatever it is, you are stepping into that world. It's only a matter of being pulled further in, and they're done. I know a guy who was raised Southern Baptist, and started smoking pot. Next thing you know, somebody talked him into doing a shroom. Gone after that. Just gone. You could never talk to the guy, couldn't talk sense to him. He was so deceived into this universal vibe, and everybody's, you know, this and that. And what you'll see, sadly, is a lot of these guys, they get on the dope and everything, and they will, you'll see them, they'll be drawn to false teachers. and drawn to lies. And I'm just telling you the truth. There are a number of people I know who I tried to talk to them and they wouldn't listen, and now they're into witchcraft, enchantments, potions, drugs, all that stuff. Revelation 9, 20 to 21, who's the last one? Darren. I think that's the last one.
And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of their works, of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood which neither can see nor hear or walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts.
Just think about what that's talking about there. Murders, you know, abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, all this stuff. It's fancy names for murder. Murders, what was the next thing? Sorceries, that's all the witchcraft, all using mind-altering substance and everything. Fornication, and our society's given over to it. In the last days, billions will be given over completely to their sorceries, witchcraft. And, well, we must be in the last days.
Yep.
Because billions are given over to dope,
yep,
drunkenness, mind-altering yoga, transcendental meditation, hypnosis, you name it. Every type of mind-altering deception out there, billions are involved in it. Some of them are daily involved in it. Daily. And we're there. There will be no unrepentant witches, wizards, warlocks, sorcerers, etc. in heaven. Yeah. Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We're going to close by reading over in Revelation 22, similar passage. The end of the book. If you read the back of the book, you find out we win.
Amen.
Revelation 22, 14 and 15. We'll give you a second to get there. Revelation 22, 14, 15. Read it if you're there. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Just sit and think about all the people that we know that basically fit that description, and rejecting Jesus Christ, the only sure way to avoid falling as a Christian, of course you have to be saved.
Amen.
If you're not saved, you're already falling. To be Spirit-filled and growing in the Lord. You know, I said this recently, I know, but there is a false idea that you can just kind of stand still. You're either getting closer to the Lord or falling away. And if you're falling away, you're game for this. The only sure way to avoid falling is to be saved, Spirit-filled, and growing in the Lord. Don't touch anything associated with witchcraft. Just don't touch it. Or anything else that displeases our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just don't do it. Don't touch it. Stay away from it. In our next study, we're going into the occult. It's not the same thing, although they are another version of the wickedness of Satan. We don't know who is a witch most of the time when you're around somebody. You don't know they're a witch. Most of them don't wear a hat that says witch. You know, t-shirts, I'm a witch. Some do, but not a lot of them don't. Huh?
One pointy
nose. Yeah, and the hat with the tip and all that. But we don't need to know, because whether you're you may not be a witch, you may be a really good guy or gal, and you know, not involved in the dark arts and pay your taxes and everything, if you're not saved, you're going to the same hell. And so as Christians, we don't run around looking for witches. We look for unsaved people. The point is to look for lost people. The reason to understand what we're studying today is to protect yourself and your own heart and your own mind. To be able to help others. And yes, you may see somebody in here involved in something like that. And that's when you have enough knowledge, you can say, you know, that you shouldn't be involved in that. That's unbiblical. It's against God's word. I'll be praying for you, but you should just repent and get away from that. And sometimes they'll listen, and you can give them some materials that they'll watch or listen to, or just give them the scriptures that you read tonight. Let them read them on their own.